The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. This is Big Facts, and today we have Fredo Bang.
Yeah.
Highly requested, you know what I'm saying, guest on Big Facts. What's up, my brother?
All good.
Appreciate you finally being able to pull up.
Yes, sir. You know, I wasn't late, was I?
Nah, you good.
Nah, you good. Right. You good.
You're on point. We cool. You're on point. You're on point. What you been on?
Man, working, trying to stay consistent, man.
Okay. I guess the starting point for this conversation is, you know, the influence of what creates your music. You know, your music delivers a lot of pain, and, you know what I'm saying, it's like real life shit that you're going through. Why did you choose to go that route as opposed to maybe like a more party, dancey route or some other type of sound?
It's just what I know. I don't really know how to do the little party stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I be in the studio. Sometimes I try.
Yeah.
But it just don't be sounding good to me.
Yeah. So you say I stick to what I know.
Yeah. But really, you know, I just, when I play the beat, I just rap what come to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is that, you think that's a common theme or just mindset coming out of Baton Rouge? Because a lot of people's music out of Baton Rouge kind of expresses their pain and what they're going through. Like, yeah. You think it's a certain sound, even though your shit is different, but I'm saying you think it's kind of like a certain sound.
I guess we got a lot of depressing people our way or something. But at one point, it used to be like, when you, like 05, 04 and all that, it used to be you either make a gangster song, you either make a fight song, or a club song, or a pill popping song, because, you know, we used to call it Jigga City. Mm-hmm. Now it's more... You know what I'm saying? The artistry is more elevated now.
Absolutely. And then, so Boosie is your actual, like, cousin.
Yeah.
Like, cousin.
Yeah.
Like, blood relative?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, when y'all was kids, y'all...
Nah.
Not that, okay, not nah, that deep.
When I was little, my mama stole me from my daddy, so I don't really know that. I ain't really know that side of my family.
What happened? Mama stole you from your daddy.
He cheated on her, she cheated on him. And then one night, she came home late. You hear me? He changed the locks on her. You hear me? So she had to act like I had to go to a cousin birthday party and straight sent me out of town for like a month or two.
Oh, wow.
So you with?
They went to Mississippi, Greensboro, Mississippi.
Did you ever come back?
Yeah, I can't.
Eventually.
So yeah, you weren't stolen no more. You right there with your people. Well,
nah, she can help. Like, you know, my mama hold grudges. I guess that's where I get it from. You hear me? So she ain't used to let him see me or talk to me. So what he used to do when I was going to school, he'll walk all the way, like, about an hour walk just to see me at school because he had a car.
So you ain't never blame him for
that? Nah, I should know. He used to come, like, every once a week. You know what I'm saying? He'd just pop up in class.
Damn. Trying his best to fuck with you. Mm-hmm. Bond dude tripping him.
Yeah. Just straight bullshit.
So we'll talk a little bit about. I think, correct me if I'm wrong. In one of your lyrics or some of your lyrics, like, you might kind of just put out there, like, just life done. You done been through some shit in life, and you might be a little depressed sometimes, and that type of shit.
Yeah, I be depressed a lot.
You do be depressed a lot.
Yeah, wow. That's why I try. Sometimes I be lonely. Then I be like, fuck that. You hear me? And then the next day I ain't where I want to be at in life. Then the next day I be like, fuck it. You feel
what
me?
What you doing? Comparing yourself. If you ain't where you want to be at, then that means you comparing yourself to something.
I just be wanting more and more out of myself. You feel me?
But you got more than you had goddamn last year.
Yeah, but right. I got a problem. Like, I got a problem with being content. I think when I was in school, I learned the word content, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, content is when you happy where you at.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so for some reason, that word is stuck with me. You feel me? Like, when I got my first car, while I'm getting the car and pull it off, I'm thinking about getting the new car, that next car. You feel what I'm saying? I got my gold plaque. I'm ready for a platinum plaque. You feel me? It's a blessing and a curse.
You knowing this shit fuck with your mental, though.
Yeah.
So this shit keep making you stressed.
But it keep pushing me, though.
Huh?
That's why I say it's a blessing and a curse.
But you gotta know how to challenge. You gotta try to figure out how to challenge. I don't say know how, because I go through the same shit, but you gotta figure out how to try to
balance that shit.
Is it motivation some days and depression some days, or you think all depression? Because some of it sounds like motivation to me.
It's always stress.
Okay.
But sometimes it's depression, and sometimes it's, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like, I'd be happy to do my thing, but I'll, like, as soon as I do what I set to do, I'm ready to do something else. You feel what I'm saying? Mm.
So let me ask you this, since we're talking about stress and depression and mental health and all of that. A while back, you lost one of your very close friends, G Money. And when that happened to him, how did that affect your mental, as well as how did that affect your music?
I was in jail. I had been down like probably a year and 2 months or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I ain't give a fuck about nothing. I'm like, man, I don't care about coming home. I don't care about music, because music was always playing for me and him. I've never been that type of person. If I set a goal with this person, I'm never thinking about doing nothing myself. You feel me? So at that point, I ain't really know how to make a song without him. You feel what I'm saying? Mm.
So did you have like a case of survivor's remorse, you think?
I don't know. I don't really know the definition of that.
Did you feel guilty that it happened to him instead of you supposed to have been there and happened to both of y'all?
Definitely. Because everybody who knew me, like, we were like son and night. You feel me? He was the approachable person. I'm the one who I wouldn't even speak to nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was antisocial as a motherfucker. But how it happened with him leaving outside the studio, I would never let him go out of the studio by himself. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if you had been there.
Yeah, because we always be on each other's trail. You know how you got that partner.
You got to stay on
like,
point.
He trying to dip off. Bitch, where you going? You ever go grab me something, too, or something? You know what I'm saying? So I would have been on this trail. You feel me?
She basically like you love him so much that you blame yourself, like, I could have fixed it if I was there.
And on top of that, he was still in the city because he was waiting on me. I was supposed to come home that week.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Damn.
What you doing to move forward, to stay out of the bullshit, like moving forward, like to stay out of all bullshit, like what you do?
I just work, bro. I try not to get caught up in the social media. You know, every now and then we see something that pisses off and strike a nerve. And you know, we'll give it a response, but I'll be having to check myself, like, man, I'm tripping. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit, it's really a trap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Social media used to be fun at one point, but now it's a whole nother level.
Would you get off if you could? Like if it kind of your career, you kind of got
like
to
if you
a
didn't have to
bit.
Promote your albums or promote what you had going on, would you completely stay off of social media?
Nah,
yeah, so you fuck with it.
I ain't gonna bullshit.
You fuck
nah.
with it to an extent.
It's an entertainment, yeah, to an extent. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like so many people got their own opinion these days. Yeah. It's just like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's annoying.
It's like people can lead your mind into whatever they want it to, into, yeah. You know what I'm saying, by putting the bullshit up on your shit, and then you can act like, I ain't studying that shit,
yeah,
you see that shit, you studying
it's just
that
like people
shit.
With charges, right, people be forgetting innocent to proven guilty, you feel me,
right.
I hold it heavy, because
right.
you never know what somebody, what yeah. situation really going on,
exactly.
So as soon as something pop off, they done gave somebody the hammer already on
Fact.
The comments,
yeah.
already,
Fact.
Like,
yeah.
you know what
Fact.
I'm saying, then
yeah.
when it turn around, everybody quiet, you feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
No facts.
Yeah. Well, I mind my business, my own, you live alone.
Mm.
Facts.
You ever had a day where you woke up and they was trying to cancel you?
I wouldn't really say cancel. I don't know. I get hate every day, so I don't really be, it really don't make me no difference, you feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I done learned how to laugh at the stuff, you know what
I'm
saying?
So you said hate from like people, just
yeah,
general people?
General.
Why you think it is?
I don't know. Sometimes, a lot of times, it just be people want your reaction. You know what I'm saying? I done had a bunch of, like, because when I first came home from jail, and right before, I had a phone before I came home from jail. So I used to, you know what I'm saying? Mind you, my partner died, so we got
right.
some real trollers on there. I ain't never
right.
been trolled like this before. Mm. You feel me?
Right.
Oh, fuck no. Bitch, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking to him like, man, I'm 10 years old, bro. I just want to respond. You one of my favorite rappers.
Mm.
Like, damn. You feel me? So it was just different from me just trying to adapt to that. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the best and the worst thing that come with this rap shit?
The best thing, I can pay my bills. You know what I'm saying? I could put my voice on, you know, use my voice and go make some quick money. You feel what I'm saying? Worst, the stress, not finding genuine relationships, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. Nah, for sure.
You stay in Miami now?
Yeah.
You like it? You feeling the vibe?
Well, legally, I'm still a Louisiana resident.
Okay. Got
Shout
you.
Out to my PO.
Okay. So you kick it in Miami?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you work there from time to time.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got
yeah.
work pass.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you like about Miami?
I actually went there because the production company I work outside of Def Jam is based out there, so it's easy to pick up my chicks and pull up if I have a problem.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, I pull up so much they went got a new office. I'm trying to find that one. You
know, back in the dough there.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
like you know, I had to learn the game. So like a lot of times, you know, I had to learn that. Flights come out my chick. This come out my chick. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, I see, oh, what the fuck is this? This ain't my show. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Pulling up. You know what I'm saying? Just growing up. You
yeah.
feel me?
Yeah.
You got a kid?
Nah, not yet.
Do you want some?
Yeah, I love kids. I'm the perfect stepdad.
Stepdad.
Yeah. You got stepdad.
Oh, public service announcement.
Yeah, they call me BMK.
Whatever.
Baby mama killer.
Yeah. Fredo funny, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love kids, though.
Yeah.
I love kids.
You got a girl, though?
Nah.
Any prospects?
Nah.
Living life. I love the honesty.
I'm working, bro. I be working so much, I be scared to even get in a relationship because I know what I put first. My work, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So I know I'm not gonna give somebody at a time.
Damn. Yeah.
How you like determine who you do music with? Like, is it just based off of who jamming, or can it be like if it's somebody who ain't rapping what they live in, or there's certain things that you're like, I'm not gonna do music with them because
nah.
of certain.
I go off of the song.
Mm.
If I have something that's open that I feel like needs a little. I just think about who I can get in touch with that can compliment it. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
But,
so
I mean,
strictly.
Of course, if I can get a big feature, you know, I try to go through my opens and see if I can, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I go off the sound.
Okay.
You'll catch somebody, like two of my projects, you got two bounce rappers that, you know, are still, you know, local. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
And Ryan 4-9, he an upcoming artist. He just had that big song with the baby. You feel me?
But he's hard.
I stamped something with him before he all we got. You know what I'm saying? Got this record. You feel me?
So who your dream feature? Like, damn, I want to get a song with them.
Drake, Future, Thug, Wayne, and Adam Levine.
You feel like
that? Wow, that was a curveball to left field. Mm-hmm. That's hard.
Nah, cause I got all that's type hard. Of music. I got, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What's the best advice you got from like another artist or rapper in the game that might have chopped it up with you in the studio or on the phone or whatever?
Gates told me one time, you can't help everybody. You gotta help yourself first.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And that lesson's starting to apply right now.
You said right now?
Yeah, it's that time where I feel like a lot of people they want to benefit off of your work and your blessings. You feel me? And I'm a giving person, so it's hard for me. It's been hard for me to say no. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But at some point, it's like when you get to going through your taxes and you got to see what you sent that person already.
Talk about
and,
that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah.
So
like,
how do you deal with the people that you have to tell no, but they can't accept it?
Now I'm still dealing with it. I'm still trying to, like, it's people I love to death from the mud that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was to the point where I'm doing shows, you fresh out of my jail, I throw you something out the show.
Right.
You feel me? Whatever, I'm wearing Blurbear, you wearing Blurbear, you feel what I'm saying? But I'm just, I can't see myself completely taking care of somebody else, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I do stuff for you, but where the game plan at? You feel me?
Teach a man how to fish mentality. Yeah. Like, teach a man how to fish. You can like.
It's to the point where like, even when they got rap dreams, like I tell them like, listen, rap costs. Mm-hmm. So if your music goes, right. I'm not.
Right.
Like I'm telling you, I love my brother to death, but I told him, I say, fool, if the song ain't hitting, the song ain't hitting.
Right.
You feel me? If it's bullshit, I'm not getting behind it. Straight up. Right. No, he did a couple songs. I put it through my channel for him.
Mm-hmm.
Get some views. I hook you up with the. With a distro, you collecting off of it. All you gotta do is stay consistent. You can use my channel whenever.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
This shit costs.
They don't be won't work.
So this shit costs though.
Yeah. It's 2,500 video. I got you the first 4 or 5 videos, but shit after that, you know.
Right.
You should have some funds to where this is starting to roll in.
You should have a budget.
But it's just be hard to explain to them that.
Cause all they see is you got it, and let's be honest,
you know everybody, y'all in the music industry, everybody look richer than what they is.
I'm nice,
you feel me? I'm right, but I ain't got it to where I could completely pay for you for somewhere to live
every month.
Yeah,
like nigga, your everything on me.
Yeah. Oh, I can't keep doing that, man.
How?
You feel me?
That shit impossible. They say they need Elsa's. About
what? When I get big fat. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
First, he changed music. Then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
So you think on the other side of that, if you're not able to do that time or that one time or whatever time, that if that person just kind of go rogue on you, that it's fake love anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it come the twist in it is, how do you cut up, like, stop loving somebody you got?
You got that much love for.
Yeah. You feel me? Even if the love is fake, how do I stop loving?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they always say, like, once you start loving somebody, or once you have real love for a person, you can't ever just completely and totally unlove them.
I don't know what I mean?
Like,
I guess I got to switch.
Show me what it is.
Fuck you.
Nah, if it comes to something drastic to where, you do something to threaten my life or something, that's different. But as far as we just get into it, and, okay, Dan, you did some fake shit. You know what I'm saying? How do I just completely turn my back from you and never have, like, you feel me?
I guess it's to the point with me, if you show me that you'll do that to me, I'm going to do it to you. You show me you'll turn your back on me, I can just turn, because I can't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to do nothing but escalate to some bullshit if I already see it. If you add me for something you know I've been doing the whole time for goddamn years and years and years, I'd be like, bro, this shit ain't the same. This ain't street money. This shit coming out, like, this shit going to my account.
You feel me?
This ain't street money.
Taxes got, you got to pay the taxes.
Yeah, you acting like it's something else.
Yeah.
And you in your feeling, that means something else.
Right.
That means something else, man.
Yeah.
How you don't understand this shit, bro?
It's crazy, bro. And it ain't just that, it's family members.
Especially family.
Especially.
Might have had an ex told me, like, I got an ex I love dear life. You know, I love her dear. She held me down through a joke. So, you know, anytime I, you know, look out as much as I can. Motherfucker told me, I'm still in Baton Rouge. If you really love me, whoop de whoop. Oh, fuck no. You tripping. You feel me?
You gotta go get her, bro.
I gotta go get her.
You just said you love her?
Yeah, I do. But I don't love you enough to get you a spot to live in with another nigga.
Oh, no.
You got a man.
Okay, yeah, I know that.
You got a man.
That's a twist.
Oh, dude. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
That's a twist.
You got a man.
You can come work for the company.
You got a man.
Yeah, I did what you said, though. So you gonna put her? Damn, we're gonna leave that alone.
we're
gonna leave that alone, man. Do your peep.
So because we really care about the artists here, bro, like, how do you deal with it all? You know what I'm saying? The trauma that you've had, losing people, prison, you know.
Wellness check,
and then, you know, the pressure of everybody on social media and in your immediate life. Like, how do you deal with it all?
It got bad to one point where I tried medicine, and that shit ain't do nothing.
What kind?
I don't know. I forgot the name. It was prescribed. Yeah, doctors prescribed it. Some other pills. They weren't doing nothing. And then, like, I had started getting insomnia and shit like that. What I do now, I just go play basketball. That'd be like my little getaway of the day. I was unhappy with myself, too, because I never had weight before. You know, coming out with Joe's, I had a stomach and all that shit. I ain't never had that shit before. So I was just completely unhappy with myself all the way around. You feel me? I ain't have no self-esteem, nothing like that.
Have you ever gone and talked to a therapist?
Nah.
Would you ever consider it?
Not really, because...
Why?
I feel like it's hard to give me advice if you ain't really seen everything I've seen with my eyes and been through what I've been through and felt what I felt. All I can do is express it to a certain level. I can't really give you the real details, you know, the picture of what I've seen. You feel me?
Yeah. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
That's like if a woman's to lose a child at birth or something. You can't explain that to me. I don't know nothing about that. You feel what I'm saying? But a person that went through that could, they know that feeling. You feel me?
Yeah.
But other than that, I watch my little anime, you know what I'm saying?
What's that?
Adult Japanese cartoons.
Oh, anime. Okay, I'm thinking you saying anime like it might be your grandma.
Nah.
Some people think it's anime, but it's anime.
And I record, I record and work and just stay busy, man. I know that's it's a trauma response, but I just work, man.
Nah, the truth is what it is.
I just feel like it'd just be so much to do than to bathe in that that depression and stuff. Like, of course it's on me, but I'm working right now. I'll deal with it later.
You think trying to work through it make your music better too, though? Yeah, well, nigga ain't even in no bullshit zone.
That too.
Cause when you push out that shit, when that shit in you, you ain't gonna do nothing but push out some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It could be hard, but that shit ain't gonna be nothing but some bullshit though.
Yeah.
Cause that was your nigga going through, like you said, you was just completely unhappy. How that music was then, just straight
fine. Just like I went back to jail when I just got out of jail. I just did this whole last project, knocked it out. It was fluent.
Cause I was just flowing. What's next for you?
Man, I got Deluxe coming. I'm changing my cover purple for mental health awareness, but I probably ain't gonna make it in May. I really did that because I got a girl who committed suicide in Louisiana a couple weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? She kind of, you know, hit me in a little spot. You feel me? So, other than that, more visuals. Trying to push out two more projects this year. You know, trying to just stay consistent.
That top record, man, that's a record where you still kind of giving your life and your pain, but it ended up going hard in the club. So how that feel to just know you was just doing you, put homie on it, and then
It was unexpected.
Yeah, how did that Dirk feature come about?
The Dirk feature, man, me and Dirk been talking about working. He came to Miami, had a show, told me to pull up. He was like, you got a studio? Got the studio, pulled up to the studio afterwards. He had a flight in like 3 hours. He like, man, what you want me on? Playing some records. I'm like, this one right here. I was already looking for a feature, and he got something to talk about. Cause I passed up a couple of features, cause I didn't want to take the essence of the song and what it meant away. You know, just throwing anybody on there. So you know, he had the situation going on. I'm like, this right here, man.
That's hard.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it is. What you think? You got something on this Deluxe you think might be just as big as that, or something that just kind of stick out everybody should be looking at?
Man, I don't know, because it's so many records I done put out. I be thinking about this going to be the one like that. I be trying not to get my hopes up. I be having to tell myself, man, just put this shit out and just keep working. You know what I'm saying?
What rapper you was influenced by, like?
The most, Kevin Gates. Like I said, Kevin Gates, he made it cool for everybody in Louisiana to start trying to sing and harmonize on songs. Before then, nobody was doing it. Like I said, they were doing either dance song, pill popping song, or some gangster shit. That's about it.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite cities outside of Miami when you like you moving around?
My bed. I like to be in the bed, man. I be tired.
I feel you.
And then you know how they say the tongue powerful, right?
Yeah.
So, man, before I went back to jail last year, right, I was in the mirror, and I'm like, man, I'm tired. And then I'm next week or two, I'm in jail. I'm like, I should have.
You got all the time to rest.
Yeah. I should have asked for the rest.
Right.
Yeah, so outside of moving around, like what's some shit that you like to do, or like some hobbies or activities that you have that you like to do to kind of have fun and like release your mind from all the stress of like the industry?
I've been playing basketball every day.
Okay.
I even joined a little league in Miami too.
You can hoop for real, like you could. You did.
I just like going out there and making people who think they good.
Okay,
feel
gotcha.
Bad. You feel me? I'm gonna go out there and shoot your eyes out.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You think you harder than some of the other rappers who be playing basketball? You know they be having the rappers shoot it out.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But I'm the dude that gonna come out there and you think I'm gonna be bullshit. You gonna you know what I'm saying?
You said everybody relax on me.
And I'm gonna fuck you up by the time you try. I don't want it already. You feel me?
Yeah.
And now I get to talk my shit.
Yeah. That's what it is. What's one of Fredo Bane's favorite movies of all time?
Favorite movies? The Notebook.
Notebook?
Yeah. I'm a real movie person, too.
You fucked me up with that, bro. I would have never, if I had.
That's probably the only movie that made me tear up.
Lotto, I would not think Fredo Bane's favorite
movie would be The Notebook. That's crazy.
That's probably the only movie that made me tear up.
Explain that.
Man, that was a deep story there. The whole time, all them stories that he was giving them, then they ended up being them, then they ended up dying together. That shit was fire.
That was real. It was a masterpiece.
That shit was deep.
Yeah.
That shit was deep.
Movies nowadays, like, especially last 3-4 years, bro. Man, it'd be hard. I appreciate you. It'd be horrible. Mm.
Yeah, the plots have been, like, subpar, to say the least.
You ever thought about getting moved?
Nah.
Why not?
I ain't built for it.
Wait, what make you say that?
I can't stay serious. I can't get into no cat. Like, even with rapping, I can't get into no character. Like, you know, there's a lot of rappers who got an actual character for
does
it.
Does that change?
Like, they got a real personality for being an artist. Like, you know what I'm saying? They can really.
This nigga's stupid, man.
No, it's the truth.
They got so many dudes to do. You know what I'm saying?
That character, that we just talked about. Yeah,
they can do some stuff for attention.
It's a character.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, even when I'm music videos, like, I tell the director, man, don't have me doing no acting. I can't. It ain't me.
Mm.
You feel me? I just some things I can't do. Now, you know, as far as a movie, they come around with the right ticket, I try it.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, I try it, but it had to be something that come off of my. Genuine.
That's natural.
Character.
Yeah.
How you feel about quote unquote like studio rappers or studio gangsters that have images to make songs and shit?
They haven't done that shit in real life.
That's on them. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I'm out of the streets too. I'm just like them right
there
now.
There you go.
Nah.
Facts.
Yeah. So what's
the streets real, man? Yeah. Everybody can't survive out there.
Yeah.
Better stay in the studio.
Yeah.
What you tell a young nigga who just want to get in the rap game?
It's possible. Just don't sell your soul. Just be you. A lot of these people, man, they do some fishy things for
some money.
For some change.
Do some fishy things, bro.
Is it ever days like just dealing with the industry and dealing with a whole complete way of life that you just be like, fuck this shit?
Man, I don't know. At the end of the day, I'd be paying bills, so I'd be happy with it.
It's a job, right?
Yeah, you know,
it's your hustle.
I came for $50 shows. You feel me? So, I got $1,500.
Well, how the hell you get there?
I was young, you know what I'm saying? We used to be rapping at little team parties and stuff like that.
Oh,
trying to get nobody no money.
Yeah,
man, get a nigga $50. Man, me and G got our first $400 show. When I say we sat in the car and like really just talked about it and was so happy.
Oh, we could do this shit.
Yeah, about $400. Yeah. You feel me? So when I think about stuff like that, I'd be happy as hell.
Nah, nigga come from doing free shows for real though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Right.
Any money is that. So when you said to yourself, oh yeah, I'm Fredo Bane, I can do this shit, the rap shit.
Probably at the top came out. With dirt. Before that, like you know, I make money off of it, but as far as like just going there, like I had to see that plaque for to really believe it. Mm. So now I'm just trying to do it again. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna do it.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. What's coming up the rest of 2022? You said the deluxe. What about tours? You got any tours coming up?
I'm trying to try a tour, but all the tours that came in the past, either something happened when they get canceled, like I was on tour bad twice. One was the pandemic, and then the other time I went back to jail. Other than that, man, they be offering, bro. I made that in one show.
on a tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta take a little bit less on a tour though.
Yeah. Yeah, but I be booked up to where I do 6-7 shows out the you know what I'm saying?
What about the after party though?
I be having them too.
I'm talking about the after party from the tour.
Yeah, but still.
This the signs though, bro.
Literally. I understand though.
Yeah.
In the club, you sat me down and told me about it. I'm like, I'm gonna go ahead and try it, bro.
Yeah.
But it's like, if I can make $30,000 in one show, why would I take
with 1,000 people in there?
Cool.
All right.
So that's the thing. I'd be happy. I ain't tripping. It'd be 5
for
people.
For sure.
We get jiggy.
That 10-20,000 hit different.
Yeah.
And you spreading who you are, and you spreading your music.
Right. Yeah. Right. See, that's the thing. I'm still an upcoming artist. To me, you feel me? This shit ain't promised.
The bag up.
Yeah, this shit ain't promised.
You going for the bag?
I'm
right
trying
now,
to juice this shit. You know what I'm saying? But nah, I'm trying to try this shit. But I'm really I don't know if I want to go on my own or do I want to go under somebody and get a feel for it.
I say start under somebody to get that feel for it.
But I ain't gonna go on no under anybody though. So.
Fact.
Oh, fuck it.
Yeah.
You can't just be anybody. Yeah. Nah, I feel that. How you feel? What's the state of just like the city of Baton Rouge? Like, is there some healing going on in Baton Rouge? You think shit is getting better? Or what's going on at home?
I don't even know, bro. I honestly, I be trying to disconnect myself mentally from it. Because my name get tied to stuff. I don't be knowing what the hell going on. It just be better. I just try to stay out of it. I am trying to put a non-profit organization together about mental health. So I'm just trying to see how I'm approaching it, and because if I'm do something like that, I want something that actually help people and not just talk. You feel me?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, what you think triggers mental health from the hood, like when a nigga from the hood,
or PTSD, or you know, some shit like that?
Just hearing a gunshot, just, you know what I'm saying? Just, it's all type of stuff though. Car wrecks, it's all type of stuff, man. Biggest thing I feel like is jail though. People don't know how traumatizing jail can be.
Especially solitary confinement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually almost went crazy. I was in there just 2 weeks. I couldn't tell my dream.
Jail or solitary?
Solitary.
Solitary.
Yeah. I'm DOC. I went DOC. I'm actually an inmate right now. I'm just on the streets.
Oh wow.
I'm on parole.
Gotcha.
I don't know, about gonna be my fifth year. Yeah. I couldn't tell my dreams from my reality. Like, I wake up and I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? Whatever I dream about, like I told you, I usually have a phone.
Right,
so I'm thinking
right.
The guard came past me my phone, you feel me, that I left in the dome when I got hit. Fuck this motherfucker. I'm like, damn, I'm tripping. You feel me? Like, that shit was scary. Man.
I be doing this shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's when you in there, that's a war zone. You gotta be on your P's and Q's every single second. Like one time coming to jail, I think I slept with my shoes on for like 4 days. Just cause you gotta be on that type of time.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? You don't, like, I feel back here, 8 people back here from the hood that I know don't like me. And I had to bust one of their partners up. You feel me? I know I gotta get on. But it's just, it's crazy, bro. And I feel like some people do lose their mind all the way. A lot of people be thinking it's just mojo or K-9 or something.
Mm-hmm.
They be thinking it's that, but sometimes it just be from jail.
Yeah. You're supposed to have sunlight. You're supposed to go outside.
Shit don't do nothing.
What you mean?
The sunlight and all that.
No, I'm saying that solitary confinement is not, can't be healthy for nobody.
The first year and a half of my job, I used to stay inside. I wouldn't even want to walk outside. It used to make me sad to go outside and see that fence.
Because you can't go all the way outside.
Yeah, to see that fence and all that, people walking around. I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So did you realize how valuable your freedom was being locked up and then
and that's why I appreciate staying at home in my bed watching TV, you feel me?
Stay at home.
I don't care about going to the club every night and all this stuff.
Stay at home, dog. I've been saying it.
You know what I'm saying?
Still.
Especially with parole, you know, I'd be having to think twice about my actions, you know what I'm saying? It'd be shit going on.
Any little thing can send you right
even
back.
Crazy fans, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker will piss me off or something. I got to think about how to react.
Reacting, yeah.
Because one false movement, I'm back in jail. You know what I'm saying? So.
Damn. They said they need Elsa's. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
What's your biggest regret on your journey so far?
Biggest regret? I don't know.
Something in the industry life, something in personal life, somebody you might have pissed off you wish you could mend with, or whatever.
To be honest, anybody I pissed off, I feel like it was genuinely an accident. And I know if I'm in the wrong, I know how to bow my head and apologize. And if you don't take it, then you just on some other shit. So I had a situation like that happen with I had put a female artist's name in a song, and she married to somebody from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? That was just some weird shit. Other than that, I feel like being more knowledgeable about certain things in contracts. I don't really have no regrets on my contract because I got a good contract. But just being more knowledgeable all around about stuff. Because, you know, it'd be little stuff like certain LODs or something that you'll have left out that you, damn, I wish I would have had that shit signed already or something. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
So you've been getting on top of your business and really understanding this shit so you know where.
There's a lot to take in coming fresh home from jail, and you know, streaming wasn't even in before I went to jail. You know what I'm saying? So just learning all that stuff, though.
Oh, you came back to a whole new world.
Yeah. It was just, I think, iTunes and stuff.
What's a win for you at the end of this shit?
I don't know, because I don't know what I'm going to be satisfied.
So it's good.
I mean,
that you're not satisfied.
Winning right now.
Yeah, you winning. Yeah. But when it's all said and done,
saying what's gonna make you feel like ideas.
Really
the best thing that you tell your when you have your kids or whatever, like, this is what I'm most proud of about this shit.
I had no idea.
Okay. That's factual.
Oh, I had no idea.
That's factual.
I be wanting so much more, you feel me?
Yeah.
I want more.
Yeah.
I want to do better.
And you should want more, but you got to be grateful, especially the shit you're telling us, bro. You got to be grateful for everything you get.
I definitely do. I be reflecting on, we reflect on stuff all the time. That's my personal DJ right there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He started off me paying him $100 for each show. You know what I'm saying?
We getting a little more than that now.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He feeling good now. You feel me? So,
yeah.
All right.
And I be happy, like my producer, right?
Yep.
Mind you, when I came home from jail, he was cool. He was making his money off his own studio and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I used to beg him, like, bro, come on to Miami with me and lock all the way in. Mm-hmm. And one day he like, you know what, I'm going to take a chance. As he getting in the car, we had two cars pulling up, put all that stuff in there, one in the van, one in the regular car. He got in the van. The police were pulling up to hit the studio, asking where he was at. Literally, they walk past him. You feel me? So it's like for me to say I helped him get out of that
situation.
And he making more legal money. You know what I'm saying? Like I had when I impact people's life like that, I'd be happy about it.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Yeah, how you deal with the female attention? The DMs,
I got a problem with replying. I gotta stop that.
Oh, you do be replying.
Yeah, I be replying.
You openly be replying.
But now I don't be really going my mood though. I done went through that fan, fucking the fan phase and stuff.
We're talking about the blue checks. That's what we talk about. We get that. The fans gonna come with the blue checks. You replying to them too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I be replying, but I don't always bite. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
I just be enjoying myself sometimes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I be chilling though.
It's entertaining to you.
Yeah, I be chilling.
Yeah. What's something you would want to know, people to know about you that they may not know? It's fans, just people that's watching you for the first time in a conversation. Like, what's something you would want to know?
I don't know. People be thinking I'm some asshole or something. I'm a humble person.
But you did say you were antisocial.
That was a long time ago. I was tripping back then.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Now you've changed.
I was on drink every day. You know the drink.
That make you grouchy as fuck.
Like, I shouted my girlfriend before on that drink back then. Like I was tripping. I was like, my mind. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm sober.
Yeah, we gonna leave that drink alone.
Yeah.
Was that to try to heal that depression? That's why you was doing the different substances? Was that easing the pain?
Yeah. I mean, as far as drugs, I feel like we get caught up in drugs because, like, we just be trying to feel that disconnect from the world sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't know, just fall in love with that feeling, chasing it. But I never had been dependent on drugs. Like, whenever I felt like I was just on it too long, I'd detox or get off about 3 days, you know what I'm saying? I'll be right back, stuff like that.
You stop cold turkey?
Yeah.
Or when you stopped,
I went to jail.
When you go to jail,
and then I came home from jail.
Right.
No, I did list something, but just leave it left alone. It's too much fake stuff out here.
Mm-hmm. And they killed themselves drinking that shit.
Yeah, I had a couple of bad experiences and stuff. I ain't never did them edibles, man. I tried the edible when I came home from jail.
Oh my God.
I took a 300 milligram. I went straight to the hospital.
Oh, man.
I seen all types of devil.
Yeah, that was.
Jay can relate.
Yeah, I had an edible experience here, and it was not good.
I had to get an IV to shake back.
Yeah.
Damn. What you had you feeling like?
Man, I've seen all type of stuff.
Oh, edibles?
Man, I took a 300 milligram. I was on a perk.
I was just on orange juice.
Right.
Yeah, everybody looked like demons to me. And then I black out, and then I hear a voice laughing deep, like, "Hey, my son," or something like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
I was tripping. I explained it to y'all, but I don't really. Hey, that shit was crazy.
Damn.
I was getting the motherfucker.
You used to fuck with the shrooms and shit too?
Nah, I was strictly perks. Perks, Adderall, drink.
You in the smoke?
You smoke weed?
I ain't never like that shit stink. People breath be stinking and shit like that. It ain't never been my vibe, you know what I'm saying? Plus, I bad, I can breathe. I can't do that all that shit, man. I used to have a thing with female smoking. I couldn't stand a female smoke.
Smoking weed?
Crazy. It's a big turnoff.
But you did try the edibles.
That's why I came from jail.
Right, okay. Damn.
I guess just because what, edibles don't stink?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I was just trying to see how I was, and
how that high feel.
I just took too much.
Yeah. So now you on some just fuck all that shit. Right.
Straight cold.
Do you do certain shit like meditate, pray a lot, or anything?
Yoga.
You say yoga. Nah.
What that shit do for you, man?
I have like my own little. What up, God? Type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
What the drink you did for your music though, and do different.
I don't really know. I feel like if I was on drink. I don't know. I don't feel like I was making my best music back then. Nah, it don't really do nothing for me.
Yeah,
it just had me pissed off.
So you don't miss none of that shit.
Nah.
Yeah. So you happy in your new space and where you at now, and you happy? Even though we know you have dealt with depression, this is another wellness check.
I'm chasing happiness.
You're chasing happiness. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But you are happier.
Definitely.
For sure.
Way more happy.
Okay.
More stressed out, but I'd rather be stressed than broke.
It's good stress.
What's bringing on the additional stress?
Work. This music industry, that's just stressful as hell.
It's good stress, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like all the paperwork you got, clearances you got to get when it comes to just dropping one song, that should be. That's why so many artists be happy when they finally drop a project.
But you got a team to do that though, right?
I'm hands on.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
So I be like, I hate when people ain't on my time. That's why I fire a manager I come across. You feel what I'm saying?
You need Jade.
Shut up,
Scream. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they be jumping niggas' ass through loops for them clearance on them beats, man. And then the feature, then it just be so much.
Video clearance,
and then
all type of clearance,
and
man.
All of those shit, yeah, that shit is a headache.
Yeah,
shit different out here.
Does that make you when like somebody gets a feature from you, does that make you kind of be more stiff on them, or you try to make it simple? So you like, I did this shit, I already got whatever.
Now my karma's going to come back, and when it's time for me to get my clearances from whoever, then I'll have a smooth process.
Right. Nah, I be clearing the stuff. The problem is I got the production company and a label, so they got to clear it too. You feel me? And that's what because they'll be late to response. The dude will get the text of me. And as soon as you say anything crazy to me, I'll be like, fuck you.
Fuck it.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to talk to you with respect, and I'm going to let you know what's going on. I'm on a few artists who are going to pick the phone up for you. You feel me? And I ain't hard to get in touch. Like, you paying me, I'm hopping on the record. You feel me? So it's just a lot. Man, it's a lot. It's a lot to that shit, man.
But you are enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It could always be better.
It could always be better.
You had trade this shit for your whole life?
Huh?
Retrade this shit for your whole life?
Would I trade this for my whole life?
You ready to?
Shit, no. Yeah, no.
That's why I said you're happy.
Give all this shit back for though.
My partners. I give it for my partners.
Real shit.
That's real. That's solid, Fredo Bang, man. What's some words you want to say to the Big Facts supporters and everybody, man? You know what I'm saying? Just some game and some motivation for them, the upcoming rappers and the people who might have been where you was at some years ago.
Be yourself. Be yourself. Mm. Real, you try to be somebody else, you're gonna find yourself in a place that you don't want to be in.
And what if somebody loses themselves trying to be somebody else? How you feel like they can bring it
get back to themselves? Yeah. Or is that possible?
Hopefully you learn before you bump your head, or you're going to have to just take in what you get after you bump your head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was telling people, especially with men, I feel like we don't learn till we bump our head. It took me going to jail and stuff to get my shit together, you know what I'm saying, and really grow up.
A lot of people say, mate, like, that trip to jail might have saved their life.
Yeah, probably saved mine, for sure.
That's what it is. Big salute to you. Appreciate you pulling up the big facts, man. Supporting us. When the deluxe? About when the deluxe? You just still cooking it up? It's coming.
Paperwork.
And clearance.
I got emails probably popping up right now. Look, right there.
Oh, man. Well, now we can't wait to hear it. We appreciate you pulling up the big facts. Check us out at www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com. Let's get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.